In a book called Through the Valley of the Kwai, Ernest Gordon documents a true story about what happened in a Japanese prison camp along the Kwai River during World War II. There, over 12,000 prisoners died of disease and brutality while building a railroad. The men were forced to work in heat that sometimes reached 120 degrees. Bareheaded and barefooted, they built the entire bed for the railroad from dirt and stone that they carried in baskets on their backs. Their only clothes were the rags they wore. Their only bed was the bare ground. But their worst enemy was not the Japanese or their hard life. Instead, they were their own worst enemy. Gordon said that fear of the Japanese made the prisoners paranoid. The law of the jungle became their law. They stole from one another. They distrusted one another, and they informed on one another. The Japanese guards used to laugh at how the once proud soldiers were now destroying each other. And then something incredible happened. Two of the prisoners organized the others into Bible study groups. And through their study of the Gospels, they gradually discovered that Jesus was in their midst as a living person. More than that, they came to discover that Jesus understood their situation. Because he too had no place to lay his head at night. He too was often hungry. He too was often bone weary. He too was betrayed by his friends and felt the sting of a whip across his back. Everything about Jesus, what he was, what he said, what he did, it all began to make sense and come alive for them. The prisoners stopped thinking of themselves as victims. They stopped stealing from one another. They stopped informing on their fellow soldiers. And they built a bond of trust. Nowhere did their change of heart manifest itself more clearly than in their prayers. They began to pray not so much for themselves, but for one another. And when they did pray for themselves, it was not to get something. Instead, it was to release the new power that they had suddenly found within. Slowly, the camp went through a transformation that amazed not only the Japanese, but also the prisoners themselves. One night, Gordon was hobbling back to his shack from a meeting with his study group. And as he walked along in the darkness, he heard the sound of men singing. Someone was keeping time with a stick on a piece of tin. The sound of the stick hitting the tin and the sound of the men singing made the darkness come alive. The difference between that joyful sound and the deathly silence of the past was the difference between life and death, the difference between death and resurrection. The story of the transformation that took place in that Japanese prison camp is a beautiful illustration of what Easter is all about. Easter is the miracle that enabled the prisoners to trust their fellow soldiers, after having doubted one another. Easter is the miracle that enabled the prisoners to share with one another after having stolen from their brothers. And Easter is the miracle that enabled the prisoners to help one another after having informed on their neighbors. And that is what has brought each one of us here to this church on Easter morning. What is Easter for us? Easter is realizing that the transformation that took place in the lives of those prisoners can take place in our lives as well. Easter is realizing that the change that took place in that prison can take place in our world too. And all we need to do is to do what the prisoners did. All we need to do is to open our minds and hearts to the grace that Jesus won for us on that first Easter Sunday 2,000 years ago. Brothers and sisters, the good news of Easter is that nothing need defeat us anymore. Not discouragement, not misfortune, not rejection, not pain, not even death itself. The good news of Easter is that we won't have to wait until we die to share in the power of the resurrection. We can begin to share with it right now. Easter holds out an invitation to each one of us in this church this morning. It invites us to open our hearts to the risen Jesus and let him do for us what he did for the prisoners in that camp. It invites us to let Jesus help us trust again after we had our trust betrayed. It invites us to let Jesus help us love once more after we had our love rejected. It invites us to hope once again after we had our hope dashed to pieces. It invites us to pick up the broken pieces of our lives and start all over again when we were ready to give up. It invites us to be Easter people. Easter is our most sacred day. This is the day that we have set aside to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We remember his suffering on Good Friday, but we praise God for his resurrection on Sunday morning. Because of the resurrection, we know that his promises are true. Because of the resurrection, we now have life, and we have it more abundantly. We also recognize that when we leave this world, we will have a better home, one being planned for us right now. One that is not characterized by pain and suffering. But while we are here, living in this Good Friday world, we must live as Easter people. Easter people have a reason to praise God, even in the midst of their circumstance, even in a prison camp. Easter people understand that all of this is temporary. They know that although there may be times when we are suffering, it will not last forever. Easter people know that although we are living in a Good Friday world, we are not of this world. You see, our ultimate home is not in this world, and so we do not have to give in to the world's way of doing things. When Jesus was placed in that tomb, his disciples thought it was all over. Everything was lost. They were depressed, scared for their lives, and wondering what was going to happen to them. And then Sunday morning came, and Jesus was no longer held by the grave. The sun had come up, and their lives were changed forever. They had a reason to praise God. When Jesus rose from the dead, his disciples became Easter people. And through their testimony and work in the early church, we have heard the story and accepted as true their account of Jesus' life. When we heard what Jesus said and did what he does, when we were baptized and received the bread of life, when we opened our minds and hearts to the Holy Spirit living and working in us, we realized that there is indeed hope, and we became Easter people. 34 adults came into the church and received the sacraments of initiation last night right here at the Vigil Mass, and they became Easter people. Now, as Easter people, we know that each person is worth our concern. Each one is so worthy that Jesus would die and rise again for him or her alone. This is the message of the Christian community to the world. The concern that we have for one another will help each one of us to be more and to do more. The more we love without reason, the more reasons we find for loving. as Christians, we must reach for tomorrow, for resurrection, and for new life. We must show the world that we are what we are called to be. Friends, St. John Newman is a community of faith, hope, and love. Because today, we are no longer held captive. For today, we have become Easter people. Amen, church.